This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we've talked some Pistons. If you missed that, use that Odyssey Rewind.
Yes.
We finally got Mike's take on Mr. Dangerous.
It's all okay. Everything's fine.
Do you want to get back to the Tigers?
Yeah, let's get back to the Tigers.
Just because, look, and it's weird.
It all kicks off tomorrow.
It does, and it feels like it's surprised people. Because the home opener is what people think opening day is. But there was something that took place. Kenny was upset with it. I don't think you and I were upset. It was more, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But Kenny was pissed. And you want to give the people a shot to react?
Yeah.
We got to be careful with the word association. We got ourselves in a little bit of trouble earlier with that.
Wait, I forgot. Never mind.
No. But Kenny was upset because the Wings got bombed. And then you read the news about the scoreboard, and they're taking the Script Tigers down and putting up a Comerica sign, which is their prerogative. It is a 25-year relationship with a corporate sponsor. It's one of the longest sponsors in all of Major League Baseball. I can tell you it's probably smart business to give them better signage. That doesn't mean it makes your ballpark look cooler. It doesn't. I love the Script Tigers thing. I'm bummed. The keyhole. Or as some people call it, the dirt path from home plate to pitching mound. You were the last ballpark in the league to have it. I thought it was cool. It's unique. It's quintessential baseball. It's like when Houston used to have the stupid little hill in center field that I swore somebody was going to end up in a wheelchair from. Baseball's a weird sport. They do weird things. That's gone. But it's more than that. I wanted to know from your guys' perspective, look, yesterday was a weird day. You had Javi in center. You found out about the scoreboard. You found out about the field alteration. Then you also had, like, Rieger was talking about emails got sent out that luxury suites are 25% off. Here's my question. Shout out 1901 Society. I don't know how that's selling, but if it was sold out, my guess is a PR firm for the team would have had releases on all local TV networks. I don't know.
I just can't wait for somebody to post something on social media from the 1538.
You want to get down there?
Yeah, sure.
Top hats and monocles only, baby. No, here's my question.
Top 10 Rico.
You do not roll up to the 1901 Society unless you are fitted.
Right.
Now, let me ask this question. I want to alter this from a word association. People, as you're driving home, sun is out. I just got to ask. Season starts tomorrow. Where is the buzz for this team? You know, we bemoan things like for years, the Pistons were awful. And now they've had this turnaround. The Wings, we were so bummed out. They never make the playoffs. The Lions, the playoffs is no longer the bar. It's the Super Bowl. The Tigers simply delighted with this miraculous Disney movie and made the playoffs. Where is the buzz? Is it that it's too early? Is it that baseball season's too long for you? Guys, I need you to fill the blanks in for us. Because I'm being honest, it's easy for me to be excited about baseball season. I love baseball. But for a team that made the playoffs, the offseason was weird. It was. You didn't get Skubal signed. You didn't bring in a big right-handed bat. You made some weird signings. I don't think that's me being mean. You've got some bad injury news. They altered the ballpark with things that I don't think anybody likes. No yelling. Just kind of like, well, that's a bummer. They did a seat project that I don't really think. Look, the Yankees tried this early on with the new Yankee Stadium. They couldn't sell those seats for playoff games. I don't know. We'll wait and see. But the 1901 Society, it takes good seats and makes them unattainable for 99% of fans. Tickets that are $500-$600 a seat, face, for baseball, 99% of fans are just not doing that.
Right.
And I just want to know where the buzz is. You have the AL Cy Young Award winner. You have a couple of really good young players, right? I mean, I think Kerry Carpenter's going to have a huge year. Riley Green's a good player. Maybe Cole Keith takes a step forward. I'm asking you guys, where's the buzz? Because no, I don't expect full phone lines on it, but it's just a weird vibe right now. Like I talked about the Parker Meadows thing yesterday. I think that is such an not underreported, but a story that not enough people are reacting to. Like Parker Meadows is one of the 10, 15 best defensive players in the entire sport. And he's young and he's exciting and he's your leadoff hitter. And now he might be gone till June. And largely, I'm not going to play the whoopee cushion sound. It's just not a big reaction. The ballpark changes. Not a big reaction. We did the over-under thing. And I'm asking people, hey, are they going to win 84 or more games? It's not like they're the White Sox.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do wonder, Mike, is it just the fact that fans have to actually step into the stadium, step into the ballpark.
Season doesn't start until they can barely stand on the Nemo's bus.
Yeah.
Is that it, Kenny?
I mean, because right now, this is like preseason. This is spring training. These games, they do count. Tomorrow, they count. And you're going to be out in L.A.
National TV.
But for a lot of fans, you'll care about it when you walk in there and be like, oh, wow. That's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's missing.
Or
there's 1901.
But here's also, I don't think anyone is saying that. So now let's stay the course. The other side of it, though, I want to invite people to this. Has the team, in a way, turned you off? Meaning you were hyped. You were pumped up about Skubal. You were pumped up about the playoff run. And through their action or inaction or decisions or things they decided not to do, did it kill your buzz? Because I almost wonder if that's going on. Look, Rico, I can't hop on the air and sell our listeners on Alex Cobb. I can't sell them on Glaber. I'd be lying to them. Do you realize that this is an awful ballpark for Gleyber Torres to hit in? Compounded by the fact he had a league worst 18 errors at second base.
He just really didn't want to play third base.
No. If he did, he'd be a Yankee. Right. And the Yankees went, well, then don't let the door hit you in the ass. So I very rarely do I feel like, okay, I don't have a good gauge of our audience. The Tigers are a mystery wrapped in a riddle. I can't figure out where the buzz is. Because they're in the worst division in the league, which means everyone's got a shot. And it's not all negative, but there's just no buzz. And the season tomorrow night, ESPN against the Dodgers, you're on a big stage. I'm excited about that. Now, is it the tournament? Like, I want this to be as open-ended as possible for the listener. If you think you know the reason why there's not more buzz about this team, offer it. Because if I had the answer, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
248-539-9797. And if you guys think the answer is simple, Mike and Rico, love the show, love to hate the show, whatever. If you just say, fellas, respectfully, I don't start paying attention to baseball until blank, or season's too long, or they angered me because they didn't bring in people I want to see play baseball. Like, look, buzz is for all socioeconomic pathways. Remember, if you're offering 25% off your luxury suites, well, that means the rich people aren't interested either.
Good point.
You know what I mean? It's not just the $5 menunaire. It's all ends of the spectrum. And I'm trying to figure out how you...
corporations aren't kicking in.
Well, I don't know if anyone is bricked up to see Matt Vierling play baseball. That's all I'm saying. That's an anti-bricked thing.
Face of franchise.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. God help us all. 248-539-9797, and we will get with you, the people, next. Fair?
Fair.
And if you want the Piston stuff, go get it. Odyssey.com Rewind. All right, let's jump right in. I've asked the question on opening day eve. Where's the buzz for this team? And it's okay if I really wanted to hear from you. And is it the off season? Is it things the team hasn't done? Has the fun of the postseason run faded and you look around and go, geez, maybe we're not good. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. To the people?
To the people.
There you go. Cameron, 97.1. What's up, Cam?
What's up, boys? How are we doing today?
Excellent. Hey. Talk to me.
So this is where I'm at here. You know, this doesn't apply to me. I'm a huge baseball guy, so I am more than stoked for this season to start. But when you get into the, you know, the fringe fan, the fringe person, you know, like what Rico wants to do, you go and you know, have a good time at the ballpark, have a beer, whatever. They don't know who a lot of these guys are. Yeah. Okay, so bear with me. You know, Riley Green, a good ball player. Carey Carpenter, we know he's, you know, set for a huge year, possible Silver Slugger Award type deal. But, you know, let's say we did get Alex Bregman. I think, you know, you're going to get those fringe people, those fringe fans,
yeah,
who are really more about just going out to have a good time, maybe more into the game, instead of like the nuts like us who, you know who these smaller guys are on the team, like a Wencel Perez, the guys who kind of fill in the gaps for us. We're the guys who are excited, but it's the people who are just on the fringe that don't really know who these players are, aren't going to really feel the buzz until it's 80 and sunny out and they can go and have a daiquiri at the daiquiri deck, you know, at a ball game.
Yeah, yeah. And Cam, here's the other thing. This is a theory of mine. I think they play a very difficult brand of baseball for the average fan to even understand. It lends itself to what you're talking about. What do you mean so-and-so got pinch hit for? What do you mean this guy's no longer in left and now he's playing first? Cameron, you're right. It's a difficult thing to comprehend if you're part of the daiquiri crew.
Exactly. The daiquiri crew. Because baseball is such a chess match. It's to an extent. I mean, we can look at a match and be like, oh, this guy kills left-handed pitching. I mean, you know, Bill over here doesn't know who this guy is, and if he doesn't hit a lefty good, why is he getting pinch hit for? And then you have to go in a 20-minute conversation about why he doesn't hit lefties. And, yeah, that guy's not ready to hear that.
All right. So, Cameron, perfect. This is what I'm looking for. So part of it is they don't have stars. The other part of it is they play a tough brand of ball. I'm willing to accept anything because I'm excited to see what this looks like. And, look, I know the first 40, 50 games of the year, the mission is be 500 because the Parker Meadows thing is brutal. And look, maybe if you think I'm overstating it, I guess you can yell at me. That's what I'm here for. Go to Kent, 97.1. Kent, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
I think Cam kind of hit the nail on the head there. So I'm going to add an extra aspect of it. I think that there's just no direction of this team. I mean, you guys mentioned it yesterday with the whole school timeline matching up with the prodigal Max Clark. I mean, I don't want to mention his name, Langford or anything like that, but
I don't know who you're talking about.
Wyatt, would you say that?
The timelines don't match up. And I think, I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan as well. So, I mean, I don't want to go to the ballpark and spend $20 on a beer and a cold hot dog. So it's just gone too corporate. There's no direction with this team. And it's disappointing because we grew up in a great era of, you know, Tiger baseball in the early 2010s. And now it's gone too corporate. And now you see it with the premium hot seats behind the plate when it's going to be 80 degrees. And, you know, it's terrible for, you know, the city of Detroit. I really hope that.
Okay. So maybe, and Ken, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What I'm hearing is they didn't take making the playoffs seriously.
No, they absolutely didn't. I mean, if you look at the roster from last year, it's the same thing, but you slide in Gleyber Torres instead of Gio Urshela. Like, it's really the same. It's the same product of baseball. I mean, I was very excited for how last season ended, but with how we're looking at this year, it's going to be the same start, but even worse start now that we're not going to start up 7-0.
You know, Ken hits on something, and I know for me, I know people will be like, oh, how dare you say this? I have tried to keep a pretty even keel with this team. I haven't gone on some rampage at Scott Harris. I just separate my worlds with him. I think he's done a tremendous job in the trade game, in acquiring minor league talent, in building a minor league system. But at the major league level, I don't understand his signings. A lot of them have a lot of Steve Yzerman feel to it on a pro scouting level. And I've tried to be even about it. But if I had to tell you what has upset me the most, it would be you made the playoffs and your plan is still just wait for 2027. And that's a bummer because to me, you can have it both. Yeah. You can wait for Clark and McGonigal to be full go in 27. Sure, they might be up before then. But again, full go means you've proven you're here. You've proven you're good. And now I can pencil you in as a 3-4-5 war player. That's if they're good. That's 2027. Well, to bridge the gap, you sign players. Mm-hmm. And I hate the idea that Alex Bregman was the only free agent. That bothers me. And trades are a thing. Like, look, they just sent Justin Henry Molloy down. You know, the idea is that's a bat that should be at the major league level or he should be with someone else. And let's bring in players that can help us if he can't. And again, that's before we even get to the farm system.
Right. It was very underwhelming in the offseason. Cobb.
That's your guy. Leave me alone. Well, he's your age group.
Wow.
Come on. It's just one. All right.
That was hurtful.
Let's go to Kev. 97-1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the call. I'll echo a lot of what other people are saying. I mean, essentially, this is the exact same team. And let's be frank. That run that they took at the end of last year was incredible. It was fantastic. It was magical. You can't necessarily expect to catch lightning in a bottle again coming out of the gate, especially with the way the schedule is set up. I mean, you know, I don't know if you looked at April and May, but it sucks. And, you know, if they can tread water to 500, but the injury to Meadows is huge. That you cannot overstate how much that's going to impact this team. And they didn't add anyone. They added Gleyber Torres, who wasn't good enough for the Yankees to even give a crap that he left. And you know they flamed out in the Bregman watch, which is okay to me because you know,
I didn't want to sign the contract. I didn't want to give him 6 years.
Yes, it'd be way too expensive for what he is at this point. But at least it would have shown that ownership gave a crap and was trying to build around this team.
Yeah.
They're not trying to do that. And they're trying to go as cheap as possible by and then, you know, drain the fan out of every single dime.
Hey, Kevin, and I want to tell you something, too, and I want your opinion on this. Because here's my fear. We get into the month of June. There's 7.5 games out of first. They're under 500. You know what's going to happen? We're going to relive last year with Skubal. We're going to relive those conversations.
Do you trade him or not?
No, I have no doubt that they've already penciled the fact that they will move him at some point.
Because, that'll gut the fan base.
More upside.
Can you imagine making the playoffs, doing nothing in the offseason meaningful, and you salute the fans in the first year of your premium seating by trading a Cy Young winner? That's a hell of a business plan. I know. No, Kevin, you're not wrong. And again, I'm not calling for it. We're not doing that. I'm just saying there seems to be a bit of a disconnect. with this franchise and its customer base. And I can't figure out what everything they're doing is what no one's asking for. It's
because I think, Mike, if you really look at it and just break this down.
Oh, he's putting his hands together. Last time he did that, he was hearkening back. He's go ahead.
Maybe it's just Occam's razor.
Okay.
They made the playoffs. Let's just separate that.
Yeah.
They had a plan. They're going to stick with their plan no matter what. Hell or high water. Making the playoffs, that was a bonus for the people. Hope you enjoyed it, but that wasn't a part of our plan.
Yeah.
Our plan is slow and steady. Our plan is it's a way for the kids to grow up on the farm. Our plan is that. Now, the school bull thing, once again, I think it happened. I don't think that was a part of their plan either, that he became that Cy Young Award winner. So you know what? We're still going to go ahead with our plan. So I hope you enjoyed last year, but don't expect to see it again this year.
Wow. That is Captain Depression, Rico Beard. Kenny, question mark? All right, Odyssey.com. Kenny, you really enjoy that drop. You missed anything. We hit the Pistons. We hit Tigers. We hit March Madness. We even gave you a little NFL. Yes. Mr. Dangerous is a Giant. And our win total moved from 3.5 to 3.5. The Lions will have more wins by October than we have all year. So just the next time you want to launch Goff out of a cannon, just remember.
I want to take you up on that, man. I believe in Russ.
Okay. Glad you do. Kenny, a few ticket texts. The good book, the S on his chest, stands for straight down the middle. We will talk to Pat momentarily. Go ahead.
To round out our Tiger conversation, got a couple texts on them. Excitement for the Tigers comes in 130 games. That's from Chris and Grand Blanc. Biggest part of me, I can't watch without buying their stupid app. I think he's talking about Bally's. I refuse to pay an additional $20 a month. That's also from Brian. There was a lot of that on the text.
Okay.
A lot of people that just, you know, the whole Bally's situation when that happened, it turned them off of the Tigers, and they couldn't get back until the playoffs.
Just, and like I said, we were trying to figure it out because the season starts tomorrow. It's a premium matchup. You're on national TV. And man, it is flat as a pancake in this town for a team that did, fluke or not, they made it. Like, they made the playoffs. I know it was a Disney movie.
I know. I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
No, you're
going to be depressing.
No. You were.
Was I depressing?
No, you question mark? You were. No, you were effective. You were right. I think that's why it made me sad. Okay. We'll go to Jeff while Pat plugs in. Jeff, what's going on?
Michael, you can't sizzle without any steak. And the Tigers did not offer us any steak in the offseason. They offered us steamed white rice.
Yeah.
Not even shrimp fried rice.
And listen,
they should have made a deal with Bregman. They should have announced it and then moved on and got us another big bat.
Now, I'll agree with part two. Now, Jeff, I agree with part of it. No, hold on. I'm going to explain it. I appreciate it. We're up against it. I'm never going to scream at the organization about the Bregman thing. I didn't want to give him 6 years. At four, I was nervous. I'm not going to kill him. They did the best they could there. The second part, I'm with you. Trades are legal. I really wish they would have done something. Look, Rico, the day they signed Glaber, you asked me. I'm not going to lie to people. I couldn't stand him. Now, he had a quality series against Kansas City with working the count, but, I mean, damn near 20 errors, no range. He won't play third, which is a weird thing. Washington offer you more money. Guys, I understand it. I do. Patrick, sorry. We have people explaining why they're not excited about the Tigers.
Well, I mean,
what do you have? Orange pop there? What do you got going on?
It's this stuff called Poppy. Low calories. It's got, I don't know, microbiotics that are
something. It just looked like an exotic can. I was just asking.
Yeah, all right. I drink it like crazy.
Okay, carry on.
But anyway, just with the Tigers, I understand it. I just did a podcast with Evan. It was just posted up on X and Facebook, in which I essentially bitch about the Tigers for 50 minutes. You know, in which...
all right.
Well, yeah, it's hard to be optimistic when you're looking at a platoon at third base of Ibanez and Zach McKinstry. You know, Zach McKinstry had that error in that game last year, which set a matchstick to them losing the series against Cleveland. And he had the three-run error on the day he gave up the three-run home run. So he's not a third baseman. The thing you're saying about Torres, he's led the American League in errors, second baseman, the last 2 years and has terrible metrics.
No, I know I'm negative, but I'm not. Those are facts.
I've said this for a long time. And Cole Keith made four errors in 15 games at first base.
Right. See, this is what I don't get.
And their outfield, because those two guys are hurt.
Morbid.
You know, went from like this strength that could compensate for that bad infield.
It's terrible.
And then on top of it, the cherry on top of it, I think Rico is like super happy about, is Javi. You're going to get Javi. Like nothing ever happened. God. You know, Javi, you know what Javi's batting average was this spring?
189.
No, close.
187.
184.
I was close.
And he had to get a single yesterday to pull it up from 171, which I believe was his average last year.
This is what I don't get, okay? And this is something. Scott Harris is incredibly intelligent, right? He's done an unbelievable job with the minor system. He's made some shrewd trades. This is what I don't understand.
He hasn't made trades.
Well, the Flaherty return, the things
that,
he's
that
gotten.
Was good. That was good.
I'm just saying, so he's done a really nice job at that. And then there's the other silo where it goes, okay, wait a minute. You want to have optimization with your roster and flexibility. We're going to play a money ball style. Defense has to be a premium. So my question, we were just talking about it yesterday. How the hell did we get here? How can we have arguably, I don't want to be hyperbolic, worst defensive team in the AL almost?
I don't know. I'd have to look at all the other teams, but I can't imagine. You've got a real strength at catcher and a real strength in left field defensively. It depends on how you look at Javi and Sweeney. Sweeney's an average fielder. And if Javi's an average fielder, but both those guys, and I describe it as a golf green that's been aerated.
With holes everywhere?
That's their swings.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's not good. So, but I love their pitching.
Yeah.
You could get year-to-year improvement from Green, Cole Keith, all this, Kerry Carpenter being in the lineup. You know, Torque, you know, made, you know, return to form he had the second half of the year. So there's a lot of things to like, especially their pitching. But that defense, that is a recipe for clown ball, man. That is.
That was, that would be the Cleveland game last
That's
year.
Why I was thinking 90 wins. Now I'm thinking, you know, does Vegas have it right at 83 or could they go lower? And I'm not trying to be pessimistic about it. I'm not. I'm just telling you, like you said.
No, I think they could go lower, Pat, just because games where they make just a bad defensive error and that cost you. And now you're at 81 games or 80 games because you blew three games,
Rico,
because you didn't have the defense out
you're
there.
Right. It doesn't happen by an error that necessarily just costs you. It happens base by base. You know, taking an extra base here or a ball that's not gotten to, it beats down your pitching staff. Yeah. And I don't think AJ Hitch is going to have everyday player chaos that's going to work like the pitching chaos.
Are you leading with Tigers? I don't want to use up all your time, but
Tiger talks on at 7.
Okay,
so I'm just going to talk about whatever I want, and who knows what's going to come out of my friggin' mouth. And coming up, we have Inside Hockey Town Pistons Weekly. So we got all the back-to-back-to-back, like the Tom Hermansky.
All the baseball videos.
Baseball video.
This is the video that gets results with Fred McGriff wearing the hat 10 feet on his head.
Back-to-back-to-back national champions.
That's right. And the kids are throwing a ball into the garbage can from 800 yards away. All right, Rico, do a good job with the basketball, will you?
I actually forgot about that.
They were robots.
Oh, they were so funny.
They were
man.
Incredible. All right, we're out of here. Book is next. Kenny, you're beautiful. Good night, everybody.